You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. All right. We are going to kick off this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our fantastic listeners, who is using our hashtag on Instagram. The hashtag is STR Share Sunday. STR stands for short-term rental if you're new here. Nettie, who used our hashtag? Who are we going to share here in the podcast, on Instagram, and to our whole email list?
At Would You Stay. And that's W-O-O-D.
Cute.
You Stay. And I was drawn to this account because the host are Steve and Samantha. Their last name is Wood. And so I love that. Would you stay? So they did a play on words with their last name. And I think it is amazing. And they also have on their Instagram, it says, who would you invite? And I love that. And they are in Utah and Idaho. And they also have a direct booking site. Loved that. It's right there on their link. But one thing I noticed about their Instagram, they don't have a lot of photos yet, but they're doing an excellent job. They have multiple videos. They have themselves telling their story, their why. So That's also why I was drawn to Would You Stay Here? And I just love what they're doing. They're getting started. They're getting after it. They're talking about local businesses. They're sharing both of their properties. And I just want to give you a tip. We get this question all the time, and Would You Stay Here is doing it well. People want to know if they have multiple properties or if their plan is to have multiple properties. Should each property have its own social account? Mm. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you can do that, great, but we think it's a lot to manage, and you can just brand the brand itself and then have each of those properties, you know, highlight them on your feed. So I would look at Would You Stay Here? I think that's a brilliant way to create their brand. I know they're just getting started. They want to buy more property. So well done. And just take some notes from them on having that one account versus trying to open up a bunch of them.
Well, if I can, one more tip from Would You Stay is sometimes people don't know where to start when it comes to creating their brand. Like, where do we start? Like, how do we brand this thing? I mean, I know I feel that every time I get a new property. And sometimes just looking at your own name, your family, like what defines you as an investor or as a human, and see if you can get some inspiration there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. We got off the plane hours ago from going to Nashville to attend a conference all about short-term rentals and short-term rental wealth building. It was called the STR Wealth Conference. And we had such a good time. We got to see all of our, you know, friends that we've made on Instagram and listeners who listen to the podcast were there, and our members were there from Hosting Business Mastery. It was just a fantastic week with so many people. And we thought we'd give you a recap of our biggest, not just our biggest takeaways. We also asked a couple of our members to give us their biggest takeaway. And we'll kind of share with you where you can learn more about them as well.
So you don't have to have FOMO. We were there for you. We were taking notes. We've got you covered. Let's dig into, but we will say, if you can attend an event, put that on your schedule.
Yes.
But we're here. We've got your backs. We're going to go through our hot tips, but our members' tips, and they were really, they gave us some great, great insight to what their takeaways were. Let's do it.
So let's start off with the members' takeaway. So this is Stacy Race. If you want to check out Stacy's properties, they are stunning. It's lacroixcovington.com. So LACROIX Covington.com. If you want to check her out, she is an absolute rock star. Here are her biggest takeaways from the STR World Conference. Make the best impression with your guests within the first 10 minutes of check-in. Mm-hmm. Your guests are going to remember this so that when something big or small happens, maybe like a hiccup in their stay, that check-in process, that first impression, you know, how you communicate with them before they even arrive is going to give them just a positive spin on your property. So if anything does happen, they're going to be more forgiving.
Right.
She loved that tip. And then, of course, we had our dear friend, Mark Simpson from Boostly. If you don't have a direct booking game, I don't know what we call it, direct booking...
Strategy.
Thank you. I was like, what am I looking for here? Mark is the go-to when it comes to learning about how to take direct bookings, you know, not just leverage the OTAs. And so Stacy from LaCroix Covington loved Mark's presentation. Her current short-term rental goal is to create a new website for her newest property, Sleepy Lagoon, so that she can take 100% of her bookings directly. That's her goal. Go 100%. That's awesome. And she can. Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark... what probably spiked that was a kind of a jaw-dropping shock moment at the conference. Mark did this fantastic exercise and asked the crowd some percentages of where all their bookings come from. And he said, is it 90% and above? He was like, stand up. And there was a large amount of the 850 people that stood up. And he said, congratulations, you have a job and your boss is Brian Chesky.
Boom.
It was like a very mic dropping moment where I think all of us were like, oh my gosh, because those are facts that it's Airbnb. And so that moment, I know the reason he did that was to shake the room, to shake everybody up and have them think like, wait a second. Most people do the short-term rentals to increase their wealth at a rapid pace for time and to build that wealth. And it's like, wait, am I really doing that or am I just creating it on a platform on the OTA? So anyways, that was a great moment. We're going to do a lot of things with Mark in the future and we'll make sure to tag him in the show notes. So think about that moment that he tossed it. All right, what's next, Sarah?
Okay, so let's give one of our tips that we took away that you and I liked. Mm. And actually, there was a panel of designers they brought, which I love that they had a session dedicated to interior design and just how important it is. And we don't have, you know, time here on the podcast to go all over the financial stats, but it's just proof was in the pudding that the more your listings can stand out in terms of decor, the more money you will make. Like you will make money.
They had specific statistics on, you know, they're not as specific as I can get from the data you can mine, but the room count, the bedroom count and the bathroom count with competition within, you know, less than a mile, 2 miles of their properties. And they were, you know, doubling the occupancy rates just by making sure that the design was there. Of course, do you have to make that initial investment? That's going to, you know, obviously cost more in the beginning, but the return on investment there will be huge.
Yes. Another tip, this is from, again, a Hosting Business Mastery member of ours, Miranda. If you want to check out Miranda, she is, she's got an Instagram account at Homegrown Stays. Miranda, she's a go-getter. When she learns a tip, this woman puts things to work. She tests things out. So I'm really excited to see how her properties are going to grow after putting these tips to work. But she loved the one tip she got from several presenters was if you do anything after leaving this conference is to try out Rank Breeze. Mm-hmm. We do have an episode with Rank Breeze and we do have a special relationship with Rank Breeze. So if you go to rankbreeze.com/thanks for visiting, you can learn more about it. But essentially what Rank Breeze does, but it tests Airbnb and VRBO changes for you. It helps update your listing. It tracks how, what impacts your listing to see progress, evaluated the changes, help that you've made to your listing. So it really helps you A/B test mm-hmm. by using software. Mm-hmm. And this just helps you get higher up on the OTA listing sites, which mm-hmm. obviously the higher you up on the ranking, the more people are going to see it mm-hmm. and the higher your average daily rate can be. So she loved that tip. She also had a great tip. There was a session on taxes and they encouraged us to hire a tax professional that specializes in short-term rentals, or at least your tax professional also is a real estate investor, because they're just going to have a better understanding of what we want as investors. Mm-hmm. Do not wait until January to do your taxes. Stay organized throughout the year and to pay quarterly taxes based on your forecast for this year, not the past year. Think of your taxes in two planning seasons. January, February equals planning for next year, and then November equals end of your tax year. So Miranda, those are two great tips. Thanks for sharing that with us. All right, Annette, what's another tip that we have? I have a whole list here. It was a really great conference.
Yeah. I think one of a huge takeaway, and I'm not going to be able to go through it right now because I still don't have the full understanding, but there was a section just about lending. There was a lending specialist mm-hmm. there, and hopefully we're going to work with them in the future. But went over, a lot of times you just think of a traditional mortgage and then that Fannie Mae second home mortgage. And he went through some of those, some alternative loans that are out there. And I just want to go over them really quick. We'll bullet point them. One was the debt service coverage, the DCSR, debt service coverage ratio. There's an asset qualifier loan, a bank statement loan, and then there's also something coming, a community development loan. So there are just multiple loans that are out there that, you may or may not qualify for them. But again, getting around a lender that is more than just these traditional loans that are out there. So that was really eye-opening.
Absolutely. So we had the tax professional that was there. Another thing that Annette and I kind of we stood up and we're like, yeah, is that STRs are not passive income. So, we strive here at Thanks for Visiting to be as transparent as possible. And so many people will call short-term rental wealth, passive income, unless you completely give it over to a manager. And a fantastic manager.
But you're still the CEO of your company.
Yeah, you still have to check in. You still have to make sure that your financial expectations are in check. Mm-hmm. You still have to make sure that your asset looks great, is a good product, is representing your community well. But so he said that, and we really appreciated that. That does not mean it's not great. Your asset is still, building equity and all that kind of, you're getting tax benefits, but this is not a passive a strategy. So if you're really looking for that true mailbox money, short-term rentals, are not passive. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
All right. Who's next?
All right. Let's go to Mike Hicks. Mike Hicks is a member of ours. If you want, his properties are gorgeous, everyone. If you go to @WonderChat on Instagram, we'll have all these linked in our show notes, but he specializes in unique stays that have incredible views. Annette and I actually had the pleasure of staying at one of his properties and they were awesome. But one thing Mike took away from the conference was to network and align mm-hmm. yourselves with the right people. I love that saying that you are the average of the five people you hang around. And so if you're looking to get started in the short-term rental world, listening to this podcast is great, but then have conversations with others who also are interested in doing what you want to do. It'll help you give you the courage you need. Mm-hmm. And then value add doesn't have to be in the form of a giant rehab, unless of course the house demands it, but spend a bit more on the decor and furnishings to stand out and book at a higher rate. And he said that he knew this, but it sounds good, you know, coming from other people who've proven this to be true. And some tips that the designers on the stage gave were to, you know, wallpaper is a great way to make a huge impact, especially in the form of pictures online, because those big prints really, really stand out. Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. All right, Mike, thank you for that tip. All right, Annette, what else did we take away?
We had, again, there was some deeper learning that needs to go on. And I think that was the thing, was just the ideas and the planting the seeds for us. There was tax information that I was not as, like, I want to be able to rattle off numbers and I want to be able to rattle off things that you should to be able to use. So there was a lot of talk about cost segregation and then bonus depreciation. And I was like, okay, I need to like be able to understand this. And that's something too that changes depending on what your goals are, what your portfolio looks like. It's ever changing. So that type of stuff of just really looking at the depreciation, looking at cost segregation, I was like, I need to learn more about that. So that was really eye-opening and I appreciated the, and there, the tax segment was, you know, 45 minutes long, but I was like, okay, those two things, I was like, I could sit here and probably have a whole 2 days on that. So again, just the awareness of that and knowing we need to dive deeper there.
We're going to try to get him on the podcast. Mm-hmm. He made tax, digging into taxes interesting.
Uh-huh.
He was great.
And approachable.
Yes, yes. All right, let's do another one of our members. We have Lori Lusk. If you want to check out her amazing spaces, she's on Instagram at Golden Deer Escapes. And we'll make sure to tag that in our show notes. But she was really, so there was one moment in the conference where a speaker had everyone kind of close their eyes and visualize. And he, and if you don't know what that means, he kind of helped you understand. He had you close your eyes and what was it, Annette? He wanted you to walk to the refrigerator.
Well, he did a two process. He did something that you do every single day, like open your refrigerator, and that's very easy for you to visualize. And then he had you visualize your perfect day.
Yeah.
And something that you haven't experienced yet. And so it was a lot of mindset work and subconscious, like your brain doesn't know the difference between conscious and subconscious. So you really need to do a lot of reps on your subconscious to then make that the reality. So there was a visualization process. And I know a lot of the members all kind of highlighted that of like needing to take a slow down a little bit and do some of that mindset work that gets kind of left behind when you're, you know, working so hard on these tangible things every day. It's like kind of let's have set our goals, but not just set them, but actually visualize yourself, you know, obtaining those goals.
And it's, and just even thinking about that now, so that whole subconscious part, you know, you have your conscious brain, but that subconscious brain is so powerful. And so to really remember what you're working so hard for, and they did talk about your why, like why the heck are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And why did you choose short-term rentals? And so what do you want that to be? How do you want that to be the gateway to getting those right? Yep,
whatever,
those goals.
Whatever the goals are.
Mm-hmm, and you can do this. The one thing I want you listeners to understand is you can do this whatever way works for you. If it's early in the morning and you put on some music and you close your eyes and you do it that way, that's awesome. I like putting post-it notes all over, you know, my house, or like writing on my mirror and just reminding myself of some certain, tangible goals. You really can do it any way you want, but just really remembering what you're after. Lori also wanted to say that she wants to work hard on her systems and processes. And she realized that she needs to be more dialed in every step along the way and to add in the if-then steps of her business. So if this, then that.
Mm-hmm.
And having backups for your backups. And even if you don't have any plans in the near future to hire someone, to always be documenting your processes that work. So when you do have someone to help you, you can easily train them on how to step in and help you run your business. So Lori, it was so great getting to connect with you at the conference in person. And thank you for sharing your tips with us. What's next, Nettie?
We also have a short stack of tips that we want to go over. And I think it's important. We'll always talk about events and networking. And so what we just gave you, those were takeaways from the speakers on stage. And anyone, you know, when you go to a conference, there's equal value, if not more value, in the other people that you talk to that are attending the conference. So we wanted to give you some of our offstage takeaways really quickly because they were kind of mind-blowing also. So we've got a few of those. So let's go through this, Sarah.
We had a great conversation with a couple that we had met between sessions.
Actually, yeah. Like, and one of our other members. And so this will be his, he actually gave us a tip.
Why don't you give Sergio's?
Yeah. So Sergio, and he is at the Jungle House Airbnb. We'll put it in the show notes because I don't have it right in front of me. But he has plants, like not like one or two. They're all over his properties. And that's his brand. Is that you will have lots of live plants in your property. And you know, Sarah and I, we debate back and forth about live and fake. So we asked Sergio, like, what do you do with all these live plants? Like, how do you maintain these? And he absolutely blew our minds because he has a service. I don't know if it's hort. I'm going to botch this a little bit, but it's a company locally that does a lot of like indoor plants. So normally it's commercial, and he's obviously commercial too, but they come in, I think it's every other Friday, and he just lets his guests know. And you know, we just had an episode about maintenance. So he's like really clear, hey, the plants get watered every other Friday. If you happen to be staying there, most of the time, if they haven't checked in yet, it's not a big deal, but if they're there. And he said, there's no problems with his guests because his guests a lot of times book it because of the plants, and they love that they're being taken care of. So Sergio gave us that amazing tip, and we were like, oh, that's the way that you make sure that they don't. And what I love there is that Sergio doesn't put that on his turnover team. The mm-hmm. plants are not his turnover team's responsibility. He knows that that's his brand, and he has put that into the hands of a professional there.
Absolutely.
So we'll make sure to tag his property so you can see all these amazing plants that we're talking
about.
And
the cool thing about Sergio's properties too is they do stand out online, like all that greenery.
Big
like
time.
It's a lot of greenery in the best way possible. So he's really leaned into something that differentiates him in this market. So well done, Sergio. Okay, another tip that we got off, not on the stage, was we were sharing a cocktail at a hotel bar, which is one of Annette and my favorite things to do. And this couple, they were great. And actually, it was two couples. We were talking to one couple, and the other couple had made friends, so they invited them to join us as well. We got to talking about electric car station. I don't know what you call them. Like, what do you call
chargers.
Them? Charger stations?
Chargers. Because Stacy, one of our members, she has a car
dealership in her business.
In her
family.
Yeah. And we were talking about that amenity, and I read somewhere recently Airbnb like that is becoming a more searched amenity. And one of the couples with us, they are from California, and their property's in California, and they're like, oh, absolutely, like it's kind of a must at this point in time. And they have multiple properties on one piece of land. And so the debate was, A, do you put one in? And then if you put one in, let's say you have, you know, she has three properties under one roof. She thought she was going to have to put three in. And they were like, no, you only need to put one in because electric car etiquette is your car is going to text you and let you know that it's charged. And everybody knows that like the next person needs to charge their car. So you don't have to have like, so let's say you have, or like Sarah was talking about it too, her fourplex, she doesn't need four of them. She could do one. And so we were like, wait a second. It is an amenity that people are searching for. If someone has an electric car, like that is a way to differentiate. We do think it's a way, obviously there's going to be more and more electric cars. And we were just like, they gave us, you know, the amount it was to install, what it added to their utility bill. And it was like laughable, the amount it added. So they were like kind of no brainer that they'll make sure they're in all their properties moving forward.
So quick side note, everyone, a long time, like year one of Thanks for Visiting, I had talked about, we used to have an RV, like a travel trailer that we rented out on RV Share and Outdoorsy. And Nick and I just sold it to focus on houses with foundations. And it was great.
Not that there's anything wrong with
it. No, it was actually really crazy lucrative. We just noticed that it was putting a hiccup in our everyday system. So anyway, we sold it, but we have this, we used to plug the RV in our fourplex where it was parked. And I was under the impression that these things were super expensive to install. And it mm-mm. turns out that they're not. And there's also an app that people can use to search there's actually a couple apps I've heard to search for a place to find a charge, and that mm-hmm. you can make money mm-hmm. offering that charge up to travelers too. So I immediately texted my husband and I was like, we should try this. So if and when we do, listeners, I'll definitely keep you posted on that. But that was a hot tip. So that's an amenity that Airbnb allows you to like mm-hmm. showcase. And so if this is something that makes sense for you and your property, you should definitely give it a try.
This is our last but not least tip. It was probably one of the wilder ones. The same cocktail hour, there is a gentleman who's also a realtor.
Good job, Annette.
I said it right, realtor. And we were just like, hey, do you find that you are selling homes from your guests that are staying? And they are in Hilton Head, by the way. And he was like, yes. He was like, I can attribute just last month $2 million in home sales to my short-term rental. And Sarah explained to him how he's getting these leads.
You guys, it's very complicated. It's really hard to do this. And so just, you know, if you can't do it, don't blame yourself. No, he gives them their check-in instructions. And then he goes, P.S. If you know of anybody looking to buy real estate in the area, let me know.
Yeah, I'm a realtor. We will tell you, we did ask. We're like, hey, has Airbnb ever like
yes.
said anything to you by putting that addition? So again, I'm going to put a little asterisk here of like, we don't know exactly.
We're not doing these things.
Yeah. And we don't know the exact messaging of it, but I do believe him that he did sell $2 million in real estate off of that message from last month. So, yeah. Or not last month, but he continues to send that. And he's honestly, I feel like he said over the course of him being a short-term rental host, he's probably sold like $25 million. He gave us a crazy, crazy number. But again, he's selling beach homes in Hilton Head. So it's kind of easy to, that might have been one sale for him.
But still, so many of us who are like short-term rentals, either you were a realtor and you've helped people buy short-term rentals, you're like, I want a piece of this too. Or you're in short-term rentals, you become an expert in your area and you're like, wait, I can be ordering commissions or referrals. Yeah. So it's just a great tip for you in case that is something that you're doing right now.
And so I wish we could name everybody, but the other part that Sarah and I just want to like, well,
can I give one more tip?
Yeah.
Just one more. It was from our friend Mark Simpson. He closed out the show and it was good.
Yeah,
this tip blew my mind because, you know, sometimes when you like, especially when you're, you know, teaching and podcasting, you think you know all the things. And I am every day I get reminded that I don't know all the things. And this tip was so good. So obviously he's a big advocate for direct bookings. And there he said it blows his mind that hosts, when there's giant events in your town where you know you can charge double, triple, quadruple what you normally do. For example, apparently the Super Bowl is coming to Phoenix soon. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The Olympics are going to be in LA. Or maybe it's just a giant, like we have giant festivals here where there is a board game festival in Columbus, Ohio, where we know that weekend is crazy. Take it off the OTA. Do not pay those host fees.
I mean, if you don't have any sort of direct booking yet, think about it. But
I will if you don't have direct booking yet, that's okay. You could also, another tip that Mark gave you is go on your Facebook to people you know, like, yeah, and trust already and say, do you know anybody
who's coming
to Columbus, yeah, for the board game convention? And mm-hmm, if they do, you can say, hey, I'm about to put this on Airbnb, but I'd rather, yeah, give it to you first.
Exactly.
Here's the price. And then you could do it that way.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's the thing. And obviously, as it gets closer, you can put up in there. But if you know things are coming and if you had the guest stay the year before, a lot of times people do, they come for the same event every year. And that's where you can like start to tick away at those direct bookings and book them during those events, because then you're not paying the OTA that percentage of that fee. So
it's going to be a higher percentage because mm-hmm, you are charging 2, 3, 4 times. Yeah. So that was an awesome tip. I had to get that in there because it blew my mind.
Yeah, all right. The other incredible thing that happened, and this is just, we want to say thank you to every one of our listeners that came up to us.
Oh, yeah.
And said hello and like, you know, was gracious enough to let us take a picture with them. So we just want to say thank you. If you are ever anywhere out about, we love when people come up and say hi to us. And it was really a pleasure to actually hear your voice versus us just listening to our own voices. So we really do thank you if you came up to us and, you know, just said hello. It meant the world to us. So, and Sarah can tell I'm getting ready to cry right now. So I have to get home. Yeah, so that was awesome. And all of our members, it was wonderful to be able to see you in person. And we even had people like some of our co-hosts, Flip and Wendy in Arizona, like her actual people were coming up to us and talking about how much they loved her and just that, you know, this, there's such a community here and we're just super thankful for it.
Yeah. So. And listeners, if you're not a podcaster, you know, you record these things and you kind of like send it off to the abyss and you're just not sure, you know, is mm-hmm, it just mom listening? Yeah. I mean, we know, you know, so it's when you give us your feedback, when you leave us a review, when you share a story and you ask to be a guest on the podcast, mm-hmm, I mean, we love all of that because it's not just about Annette and myself. This is about serving the short-term rental community and leveling up what it means to be a host. And that takes all of us to do that.
Yes. So. And this is the quote that I wrote down, the one quote I wrote up. Knowledge is power. Knowledge shared is power multiplied. So we also love it when you guys share your knowledge with us. So,
all right, Sarah.
We gotta go take some naps. Yeah, like an overnight nap.
Eat pizza and then take a nap. Yes. I don't know why I'm really hungry too.
All right.
All right, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.